When buying goods online, you need to be aware of current scams and other cyber criminal activities, but also sellers should also be aware. On the line, we have Tatiana, who recently tried to sell her car online and came across a very common scam. G'day, Tatiana.
Hi.
Now, tell me, you are currently selling your Mazda MX-5 on carsales.com.au?
That's right.
Okay, so you've listed the car, it's up for sale, and what happened next?
Well, it all happened very quickly, which was something that should have triggered my something off in my head, but it didn't.
Yeah.
Within 48 hours of the ad appearing, I got a general inquiry through the website to saying, hey, is this car still for sale? And, you know, me thinking it's obviously genuine, responded going, yep, still is. It was a Yahoo account, which I know like lots of people have them. I have one.
Yeah.
And just the correspondence, and it all seemed a little bit odd, but, you know, people have circumstances. Hey, I'm really interested in your car. I want to buy it as a gift for my dad because he's so unreal.
Right.
I use PayPal because I don't have easy access to my internet banking and stuff. Do you have a PayPal account if you don't set it up here? And me thinking, oh, yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Okay.
Going back and going, yep, this is the address for the PayPal account and this is the cost. And there was no negotiation on price. There was no need to see it. So all the regular things, but, you know, I kept going with it.
Right.
And I guess I didn't really get triggered until I got what appears to be a genuine PayPal notification saying, you've received X amount of funds into your account, but we've put a hold on it because we need to do a Western Union transfer for an agent to pick up the car. And it turns out that this email is in the UK. And it was all just a little bit odd.
Sorry, if I can interrupt. At that point, now there's a few different ways this scam goes, but at that point, did they request that you pay a certain amount?
That's right.
Right, to their agent to handle the car.
That is correct.
Okay, right. And so at that stage, you've worked out that something's not right.
Well, the one thing that I've learned over the years is never to click on a link that's via an email. So I actually opened a browser and checked my PayPal and went, it's still at zero. No, there's nothing there. No, there's no notifications. That seems all a little bit odd. And I'm not going to pay someone out of money that they've sent me supposedly to give them something. So all the triggers started going off in my head and just asking people and asking around. And it's like, hey, no, stop. This is a scam. This has been going on. And actually on carsales.com has a mention of it, but it's in the tiny little fine print.
Nice.
That's right down the bottom of the email that if you don't keep scrolling, you actually don't see. So it's just one of those real elaborate scams, obviously. And the PayPal, I've got to tell you, that notification looks really genuine. It's the PayPal logo. It looks really genuine.
Now, where did you go from there? Obviously, you've gone, hang on, they're buying the car off me. Why should I pay money towards their transfer, etc.? What did you do then?
Well, I got onto the PayPal Help Security Center link, and there's a phone number there, and I tried to call them, and they've got a recorded message that tells you, you know, if you get this type of email, etc. I couldn't actually speak to anybody. There
right.
was no one on the phone that I actually spoke to. And I sent the email. They've got a spoof at paypal.com.au email to send this sort of stuff, but I still haven't received anything from them
okay.
either. I actually rang someone at the ACCC. They've got a really good Scam Watch website, and they've got a phone number, and I rang them during business hours. And the guy was really helpful and said, nope, it's a scam. Don't
yes.
worry about it. So I feel okay. But for 24 hours there, you're kind of thinking to yourself, oh, have I genuinely been ripped off? Have they, you know, hacked into my computer? Have they gotten into my bank details? Because you just don't know. There's no one to ask. But I think everything's okay.
I've got to ask, Tatiana, do you run internet security software?
I do.
You do.
And that was another thing that I did first. I didn't want to log onto my email because I just thought, what if they're there? So I updated all of that. I ran the security scam. I
right.
deleted emails off where I needed to. You know, change password left, right and center just to be safe and to be sure. And I'm fairly okay about that now. But you still can't help but feel, you know, there's been someone's trespassed into your personal space or you've been violated in some way because it's, you know, they're trying to rip you off.
Exactly. You know, and I understand you're feeling very uneasy about the whole situation, but you've 100% done the right thing, which is great, because a lot of people will go that next step and they'll click and they'll think, oh, okay, I'm really desperate to sell my car. I'll pay this money. And guess what? As soon as you've paid the money, suddenly the communication with the buyer dries up. Their email address, you can't reach them at, and your money is gone. And that's the end of it. And you'd be very lucky to get it back, because Western Union, although it's used globally, is not the safest way to get money from point A to point B.
Yeah, well, if we can do anything to alert people to that, because I think I'm pretty internet savvy and I almost got ripped off, but yeah. I think about people like my parents maybe who aren't so into the internet and don't understand that it can be quite malicious or there are people on there to do wrong things. I guarantee you they're the kind of people that would clicked on those things and would have handed over details, because they just don't know any different. So I guess it's just a bit of a for everybody just to watch out whenever you get those funny emails, I guess.
Tatiana, thanks very much for sharing your story with us, and good luck selling the MX-5.
Thank you.